This only happens, I think, once a century that National Fruit Cocktail Day and National Hummus Day fall on the exact same day.
It's like a comet kind of situation.
It is like a
which
comet.
Which is super weird because fruit cocktail flavored hummus
didn't
good.
Sell well. It
no,
did not sell
it did
well.
Not, it's not for, with good reason.
Uh-huh.
It's not good.
Oftentimes, you know, Hannah's in the laboratory or the cheese cave or
sure.
wherever, you know, investigating
HD
some of these
labs, flavor yeah. HD labs.
My test kitchen. Yes,
yeah, that's what we call
test
it.
Kitchen.
And we have this ancient leather bound calendar of all the important food dates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's International This Day or National This Day or local
Betty Crocker's birthday.
You know, all yeah. the big ones.
Sure.
And so people wonder where these days come from. You know, when it's you know leg of lamb day. Or, mm-hmm. or whatever. Oftentimes, there is some history to them, but for International Hummus Day, this is one where we only have to go back just a few years.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're just making stuff up everywhere.
Well, it started out, Ben Lang, who was a whiz kid, an Israeli tech whiz kid, came up with the idea of International Hummus Day 3 years ago to try to find ways to highlight Israel and create some viral buzz. First, he picked May 15th. As just randomly picked out a day, maybe that was his favorite day or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a problem. He decided that was going to be the day. It was a mistake because it turned out to be May 15th is Nakba Day when Palestinians mourn their losses in the wake of the 1948 War of Independence. So
yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, so kind of negative stuff.
Don't do it that
right.
day.
So then he changed it to the 13th where we are today.
Oh.
Yes. So the 3 years that this has been in existence is about when hummus sort of really took off in the United States. So I'm not going to give credit to International Hummus Day, but it's been 3 to 5 years where we've been able to go into pretty much any grocery store and find hummus already pre-made, and people know what they're getting, and they're not surprised by it anymore. Wendy's making a face because she's eating hummus chips.
Well, there, I like hummus. I don't love hummus. I don't feel satisfied. It's not like I could make a meal out of it, but mm-hmm. if there's a hummus dip, yeah. I don't know what these are.
Would you seek out hummus in a grocery store?
No.
I think it's one of those things. I mean, for me personally, it's and Hannah likes it, so mm-hmm. she makes it, enjoys it, revels in the day. I see it more as like a nutritious compromise, you know, kind of thing.
It is a nutritious
right?
compromise. That's how they should market it. I think that's a good way to market
you
it.
You know you're going to give something up. Enjoy hummus.
Right.
Well, what we're enjoying here and what a lot of people enjoy over at the Mariano's or the Whole Foods is we do have in studio, we don't have real hummus, but we have the next best thing, is the Plocky's Fine Snack Chips. So they make the hummus chips that people enjoy in the
and
store.
They're crispy.
Yeah, they're circles, which is great. Everyone likes circles.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in roasted red pepper, original. You've got the garlic.
The original's pretty good.
Yeah, they are pretty good, and they're gluten-free, which is another thing that's great, because they're kind of the size or shape of a tortilla chip, very similar texture, but because it does have, and while some tortilla chips are, in fact, gluten-free also because they're made with corn, this is a gluten-free option for those who are seeking that out. I actually really, really like hummus. I make it at home. And my son, actually, who's 7, takes it. That was his snack every day of kindergarten. He took hummus and pita
chips.
No,
you have one of those kids.
I do have one of those kids. So,
I'd rather just eat the chickpea by itself with a little olive oil and salt and pepper. I'd eat a can of it.
Thing.
It tastes better in pea form.
Okay, well, here's the thing. The difference is, because what you're going to do is olive oil, some cooked, roasted, et cetera, chickpeas, tahini, which is actually a sesame seed paste, or tahina. It's you're going to find
depending
it.
On if it's male or female.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the
delineation. Didn't you date a girl named Tahina?
Still do.
Would you call that dating, Bill?
I still do.
What? Oh, my wife isn't listening. I don't want to get in trouble at the house.
Very brave today.
What? I'm sorry. That
your
was
son,
just that took me aback.
Your son brings this to school? This is
yeah,
his lunch?
They have, no, this is his snack. They have
oh,
snack
man.
Time. And
a
so
kid in our school would have been branded a witch
well,
if he brought
that's,
this to
that's
school.
The thing.
What's the lunch?
Whatever they have that
just
day.
What kind of sandwich does a...
Oh, typically PB&J.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, okay.
He's
good,
a peanut butter and jelly fan.
But how weird is it that he'll go so, you know, that's like your classic all-American sandwich, and then he'll go so Mediterranean for his
it
side dish.
It is Mediterranean, but that's actually why I mentioned it, is because it's no longer exotic. Hummus is something that you buy, and like we have it out at parties, we make it, people go, are you making the hummus? Of course I am,
mm-hmm.
because much like salsa became a thing, and now everybody has salsa, and it became this, you know, the number one condiment over ketchup and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
this is where hummus is kind of headed. It's become the dip. It's the go-to.
It's mainstream now. Mm-hmm. You know, it no longer is this like far off.
But was it a hard sell to America? Like, I still remember, I know people, they'll go, oh, this is impossible. When I was a kid, when we went to stores where I grew up and asked for bagels, everybody looked at each other and they'd go, I'm sorry, a what? And we'd go, a bagel. And now there's bagels everywhere.
It's, thank God for lenders when they started it in the refrigerated
section. I think that had a lot
section.
To do with it. Yeah. It did. It really did.
Yeah.
So is this a hard sell in America to convert to this?
To eat something that tastes like nothing paste?
Well, no. That's the thing is you can add so much. It's such a clean palate of the chickpea. I mean, you could make it garlic, red,
roasted red pepper. It absorbs whatever you're making it with, right?
Fruit salad. I mean, it really just, okay, not fruit cocktail. But no.
Unlike
that,
fruit cocktail, which is pretty much, if you've had one, you know, you've had them all. I mean, hummus is one of those things is if your first introduction to it was, and it really does run the gamut from kind of paste, like just tasteless paste, mm-hmm. to something that is actually pretty good.
Very mm-hmm. dynamic.
If you have it in one of its less impressive forms early on, you're going to say like, well, why does anybody care about this? But I've had some really good, actually at Costco, which is, you know, where they've, mm-hmm. they're sampling things and you end up buying things you never thought you even
Saturdays
wanted.
Saturdays are great there.
Yeah, right? I tried some really great stuff. I'm like, wow, this is hummus. So this is hummus.
You can also deviate too. It doesn't have to be the chickpea, which is also the garbanzo bean.
Or chashi in Italian.
Gazoon type. So the you can make a black bean hummus. You can do it with all kinds of different things, like an edamame type hummus. You can make it with kind
You're
of
not
whatever
my
you
edamame.
That's the phrase.
But I love you anyway.
Is that along from the family of that's nacho cheese jokes?
Right. It is. It's the same
can
line.
I ask a hummus question though?
Because Wendy has a hummus question.
I don't think we have hummus
finally
here to
a hummus
for you.
You know, I like taco dip, and you. A lot of times you will take a foil pizza pan and you'll put refried beans on the bottom and then layer. Could you put hummus on the bottom?
Easily.
And is that better for you?
Well, it depends. I mean, if you make your own refried beans, and
no.
I do, then I know what goes
You're
into
it. Ruining
them.
It for everyone out
no,
there.
No, no, no. It's so easy because we've gotten to the point where, like, sometimes I don't have refried beans. And so I just grab a can of pinto beans, you throw a little water
and smash them up.
It's easy.
I also have a hummus question.
And that
question.
Way there's no lard. There's no lard in it.
If I was putting in patio tile, could I use this as a base?
You cannot mortar with
you cannot?
Hummus.
All right.
No,
well, that's
you
our mistake then.
Here's
we made a mistake.
Why.
You got to have the crushed granite underneath.
Years from now, it doesn't hold the same.
All right. That's fair.
The squirrels will lick it.
Right. They would. And here's what they would do. This doesn't taste like much. It's okay. I mean, here's what squirrels would say. It's okay. I wouldn't go out of my way for it. It's all right.
But if you happen to have food sensitivities, you can easily make this, like I said, with different things. One of the biggest food allergens in Israel, and yeah. this makes sense, is sesame. And so you can make this without the tahini or the tahina if you
right,
do have
better.
That. You can easily, actually, if you're trying to eliminate and keep your cholesterol down, you can eliminate the oil even. You can make it with lemon juice and water. Just
and what
to
are
get
the benefits of it, Hannah? Everybody always says, oh, this is a healthy food. What's in it that's good
Yeah,
for
the
you?
Chickpea and the garbanzo bean, really, really healthy, high in protein, like essentially no fat.
Yeah.
And if you make the hummus with just water and lemon juice, you're not getting any fat. You don't have to put, you don't
What about
have
bacon
to put the
oil?
Oil in
could
it.
You put like could leftover bacon juice in it?
You could make it with duck lard.
Oh.
Yes, you could make it. No, you could make it with whatever talking. You
Wendy's
want.
Like,
bacon
what about chocolate syrup?
Right. Bosco. What about Bosco? Well, guys, thank you for celebrating National Hummus Day, International Hummus Day.
Hummus
I know
Day,
that you usually
Mister.
Stay with your families on this day, but you
yes.
came out to talk to Wendy and myself, and we appreciate that. Thank
well,
you so much.
Well, the schools don't observe it anymore. So.
No, they don't. Thanks, Obama.
Happy right. hummus.
Get your blocky chips.
Right. Thanks, guys.
Yep,
it's Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD. Visit them on your web, would you? More after this. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.